Annie.
Jim, can you believe that we've been in college for 2 years?
No, time has gone by so fast. What are you going to do this summer?
I'm headed back to Chicago. I will help run my parents' supermarket. Since I'm a business major, I wanted to get more experience in the business world. What about you?
I'm doing something very different. I'm taking a summer chemistry course. I'll be staying on campus.
Are you not going to work? I thought you wanted extra money.
Oh, I am. I've got a job as a lifeguard at the pool. It's going to be very busy over the summer. They're expecting a heat wave this year.
Wow, lucky you. That sounds like a great summer job. It's a fun job with no pressure.
Yeah, maybe you think there is no pressure. But you have to complete first aid training before you can start.
You're going to save lives, huh? Just like on that TV show.
Well, I hope that I won't have to really save someone's life. That's a lot of responsibility.
So, how do you train?
Well, at the moment, we are learning what to do when someone's heart stops beating.
How do they teach that?
Well, we use this high-tech mannequin named Annie.
Annie?
Yeah, that's what they call her. She looks like a real person. Anyway, she has special electronic sensors in her chest. They tell us if we're pushing too much or too little.
Really?
Yeah, if we use the correct pressure, a little green light comes on.
Interesting.
There's another signal that tells us if we are blowing too much air into the lungs.
You could damage a person's lungs if you do that, right?
Exactly. Working with a simulator like Annie really helps us prepare to do the right things in an emergency.
Is this class just for lifeguards?
No, it's for anyone who wants to learn CPR. In my class, there are some other lifeguards, a couple of nurses, a volunteer firefighter, and a soccer coach. Life-saving skills can be valuable for everyone, in fact. Maybe you could try it.
The training sounds very useful, but I can't stand the sight of blood.